Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host, coming to you from the San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We invented it all, sports talk on a coast-to-coast 24/7 basis, but this is the only show all week. Heck, it's the only hour all week where we don't just talk about sports. We talk about video games, and not sports video games, but all video games. And I've been doing this show for a long time. I am a gamer, just like you. I don't know how to make the games. I don't know what's in the circuitry on the motherboard or the father. Is there a fatherboard? I don't think so. Just the motherboard. But I do have my own tastes on what's good and what's bad and what's ugly. And I want to hear from you, too, my unpaid correspondent. You tell me what's good for you. What's your cup of tea? 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. Why? It's a toll-free line to get through to tell the rest of this North American continent what you're thinking about the video game industry. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. And not just here in this hemisphere, also around the world. Proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. Wherever you are listening, if you're in the military, you're doing a great job. I can tell the military family, I think Americans do, but even if you don't, appreciate all that you Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, thanks for keeping us and our allies safe. Other ways of listening to this program, we stream through the internet a few places, sportsbyline.com, obviously, go there, click listen live, emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's for the cheat code to get to the show, and it's also to win the game. I always give away a free game at 40 after, use that address to win it with your guests, 1-800-878-PLAY, also sbnationlive.com as we go through that. Great network, and Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on that as well. Plus the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, and the Stitcher app, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider on TV. Yes, that's right. So I'll tell you what's good, what's bad. We got some good gaming talk with you. I'll let you know this week. It's all here. We only have an hour. We're going to squeeze it in. Once again, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard. We're here for you. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, your calls as well. At 40 after, I'll give away a brand new game. So, almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. It was 22 months. I waited to get a PS5 and... I finally got one. Why did it take so long? There was this thing called the pandemic. I'll explain it later to you. Chips shortages, and then algorithms people made, whereas they would buy up everything immediately as became online. I remember in November of 2020, actually getting it into the cart at Walmart. And it says, go to cart. There it is. PS5, $499, disc version. Then I click purchase, and it says sold out. That's because there are these people in the Soviet Union. Rick, the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. All right, former Soviet Union. Wherever. Sugar Ditch, Alabama, Boogers, Montana, somewhere. They were making these algorithms to buy them up instantly. And people said, oh, we're going to find out what's, you know, they never did. So they were coming out piecemeal. And then people who were on eBay were charging exorbitant prices. And last month, I got so sick of waiting. I did go on eBay and I looked around, and there were some from the high 600s, but I always think like $500 is enough to pay as it is. So many, many months ago, I want to say it was at least a year, on Amazon, I was invited to get on a waiting list. And it said, when this becomes available, we'll tell you, and then you'll have 72 hours to buy it. This is invite only. And so I did it for the PS5, and I thought I'd do it for the Microsoft Xbox Series X as well. And I thought, if I get both, I can just sell one, right? But I wanted the PS5. It's funny because I was way more 360 than PS2, but because PSN was free and XBLA cost $50 a year, once it went to the PS4, I was basically PlayStation all the way. And of course, now when PlayStation 4 came out, you have to pay. PS3, you didn't. Okay. Suffice to say, I was waiting for the PS5. So, I don't know, I guess it was about 6 days ago, I got an invite for both PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And I did not have a grand to throw down. I work in radio, and I didn't want to go through the rigmarole of buying the Xbox Series X and then selling it and getting, even if it was $100 profit, I was just too lazy. And like I said, I didn't have cash to throw around. And so I did, what was offered was the PS5 disc version with Horizon Forbidden West bundle. It's one controller. Now, I had bought a new controller in November of 2020 because I thought I'm going to need two, not just if you play against somebody else, but when your one dies, you switch out to the other one. Aha. And yeah, every once in a while I'll play with a friend, but it's mostly just me. So lonely, nobody likes me. What I say? Oh, it's on the air. It was for $550. So you're paying for the game. And it comes with a little card for a download to throw on your hard drive. And I have no interest in that game. I just don't. Now, that's something I probably sell. I could sell maybe for, would anybody give me $20? It's a $50 game. It's just, you know, a girl running around with a bow and arrow fighting huge monsters and just covered in all these feathers and pretty. It's just not my kind of game. But I didn't care. I thought, okay, I'll pay the extra $50. I am getting a game. I could probably sell it or give it to somebody. And it came to the door. And it's just this surreal, it was almost surreal. I don't want to get like too dramatic, like it's the Holy Grail, but to unbox it, to hook it up, and then almost like an iPhone, it was like, do you want to copy everything from your PS4 to the PS5? And I thought, well, yeah. And then I thought, wait, no. Why would I want to do that? The PS4 is right here. It's plugged in. I can just select it. And what's funny is that while the PS5 was kind of booting up, I went to the PS4 because I had some Call of Duty Modern Warfare downloads, just like 15 hours worth. I just hate how you have to keep doing it over and over again. But the PS5 is very impressive. Obviously, the little game that it comes with, this little robot running around, kind of just, it's a little free platformer that comes with it. But I didn't put all the streaming services on it. I already got those through my smart TV. But the fact of the matter is, is I finally got my grubby hands on one, and it's about damn time. And I would have had one 2 years ago, 22 months ago, had I not done my regular sports talk show and gotten in line, because I had the hookup at a local GameStop where they had 15, but you had to be the first 15 in line. And I was told when to get in line, but I would have had to miss the show. And I thought, well, I'll just get them the next time around. 22 months later, bong, hee-hoo, bong, hee-hoo, bong, 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 bong. Finally got it. Now, the question is, what games do I want to get? Well, I'm hoping on the 28th, which is going to be a big day, that we're pretty close with our friends over there at Activision. And they usually give us two copies of the COD games, one to give away and one for me to review. And so I'm hoping for that. That's going to be out on the 28th. 28th is going to be a big day, by the way, because Bayonetta 3 is coming out. Resident Evil Village is coming out on that day. And it's, like I said, that's pretty huge. And so on top of that, Resident Evil Village's Winter's expansion, as well as a multiplayer Resident Evil Reverse, you know, those are, it's like two games in one. Those are out on the 28th. So Modern Warfare 2 will be the big one. But Bayonetta 3, it's going to be a big, 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 big video game day for sure. But so now, and it's funny because it says, oh, do you want to put Vanguard? It's ready to go. And I'm like, eh, Vanguard's not very fun. You know, I did put Battlefield 1 on there on the hard drive, so I don't have to put the disc in. But I'm like, okay, well, I could play the disc in my PS4, which is right on the shelf underneath the PS5. It's a quandary, but it's a good quandary to have. And I was quite happy to part with $500, $550 anyway. If anybody wants the Horizon Forbidden West, let me know. I'll let you have it on the cheap. Rick, don't use the airwaves to sell things. I also have Haragami and some Ginsu knives that cut through soup cans as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back and participate on the
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. It's Sports Byline USA, SB Nation, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, American Forces Radio Network, wherever you're listening. It's great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, and I will tell you what's new this week, the new releases as well. That's what be coming out. I know this shouldn't be shocking, but I was shocked to see that Google is shutting down Stadia. After 3 years, they have decided that it's, quote, less popular than anticipated. And I remember going to the Game Developers Conference right before the pandemic in 2019. And Stadia had a big presence there in San Francisco, Moscone Convention Center, but they didn't have a joystick yet. And I thought, how do you show up to the GDC and say, oh, our joystick is still in the making? It was kind of weird. But anyway, the whole thing about this is how we're going to play video games in the future. We're just going to stream them from the cloud. And Netflix is buying up companies, and Amazon's buying up companies, and everybody's going to have their own streaming service. You don't need to pay $500 like you just did, Rick, for a big old piece of hardware there. You can just go online and just play them. And that sounds like an amazing idea if it actually worked and it actually was cool. And Stadia has streamed games over the internet instead of requiring those consoles, and it will officially shut down on January 18th. This is from Phil Harrison, Stadia's Vice President General Manager. He announced this on Thursday, and he said, quote, "It hasn't gained the traction with users that we expected, so we've made the difficult decision to begin winding down our Stadia streaming service." And so Google will refund all the joypads that you made through the Stadia store. But what about the time you put into these games? Well, Ubisoft, Bungie, and also IO Interactive, they have all confirmed now they intend to transfer player accounts from Google Stadia titles. On Friday, Ubisoft confirmed on social media that it's, quote, working to bring the games you own on Stadia to PC through their Ubisoft Connect platform. That's kind of like their version of Steam. They say we'll have more to share regarding the specific details as well as the impact for Ubisoft Plus subscribers at a later date. Bungie posted on its support forums that it's begun conversations about next steps for Destiny 2 players on Stadia. They say we will announce and send out information regarding Destiny 2 Stadia accounts once we have a plan of action. And as I said, IO Interactive also chimed in and said to all our Hitman fans on Google Stadia, we hear you. We are looking into ways for you to continue your Hitman experience on other platforms. So you know, a lot of people were pretty, you know, pretty upset. You think about all the hundreds and hundreds of hours you've put in. It's a lot. And as I said, you know, you have about 4 months, goes till January 18th. And, you know, the downfall of Stadia may be unsurprising to you, considering its struggling popularity and social media is full of affected game developers, one of whom was supposed to be launching a game on Stadia this weekend. I know. Could you imagine the timing of that? Tangle Tower. Tangle Tower was supposed to launch today and on Stadia, and it shut down. I'm not laughing, ha ha. I'm laughing because it's just pretty lame. But developers were voicing huge concerns about it, and now they're voicing concerns about the shutdown now. And if you think about, like Maya developer Simon Roth, he tweeted out that there was months of his works going in the bin again. Of course, that's a garbage can in England. He said, every time something bad happens in games, the people affected, sometimes having their lives turned upside down, learn from the press or Twitter, no emails, phone calls, no heads up, no note on the website. He said he doesn't know anyone doing Stadia stuff right now who has heard anything more than what the press has. And then he also shared a screenshot from another Twitter user showing that Google staff were allegedly only told about the closure 3 hours before the going public announcement. And so other developers have shared similar stories. SFB Games' Tom Vian saying on Twitter that he had a new game that would be coming out. Not anymore. Rebecca Heineman, who's been a part of a lot of games over the years, she tweeted, we have a title coming out November 1st. Now we hear about this. And that her team is now wondering how to proceed. Well, that Phil Harrison, Stadia VP and general manager, says he still sees, quote, clear opportunities to apply this technology across parts of Google, and they are deeply committed to gaming still, quote. Well, as I said, any purchases made through the Google Store will be hardware-wise will be refunded. Otherwise, all the purchases have been taken and down immediately. But you'll still be able to play it for a few more months if you care, if you're interested. But, you know, that's something I was wondering when I turned on the PS5 and it transferred over Battlefield 1 onto the hard drive. And it says, you know, welcome to Battlefield 1. And it had all the intro. I forgot what the intros were because I only saw them once years ago. And I thought, I don't have to start all over, do I? Campaign, yes. Once multiplayer kicked in, then no. All that hard work, it was all there. But I was thinking about, there was a game when the PS3 came out. And it was a game called The Gun. It was a Western game, I remember. It had a six-shooter on the cover, a couple six-shooters. It was called The Gun, and it was for the PS2 and the PS3. And I just got the PS3, and I go, well, I want to get the one with better graphics. And then later after I bought it, it was the exact same graphics for both. It was not even a port. It was just the exact same thing right now. So, you know, as I said, Stadia, and you think about the money Google has for them to just say, screw it. And that's the thing. You can pour money down the rat hole for so many years. And it's just like any restaurant, you know. What do they say? You'll lose money for 2 years and then you'll start making money. Question is, can you or your investors withstand that loss? It could happen at any minute. Remember the Alliance of American Football? And it was owned by, I think it was the Carolina Hurricanes owner. And a couple of weeks in, he's like, yeah, I'm done. They had one principal owner of the entire league. He's like, this thing looks like it's losing money. I'm getting out now. It's like, yeah, but there's thousands of players who are committed and we've sold merch and tickets and they're a stadium. He's like, nah, I'm losing money. And the bottom line is really the top line. And that is just, if you're losing money, that's it. And it makes me, I mean, Stadia, it was funny. I saw a thing on the Video Game Chronicle. It said Stadia died like Hemingway. And I thought, what, killed itself with a shotgun? It said, no, it went bankrupt gradually. And, but then again, you think, remember, do you remember Quibi? What was that, 5 minutes long? That it lasted. It was like, name a famous person, name a famous VC, Viet Cong, no, venture capitalist, just name a famous one. They put their money into Quibi, right? It was Leonardo DiCaprio and LeBron James and Brad Pitt and Aaron Judge. I don't know. Just all these people. And it, and then what it kind of turned into is that people don't want show episodes, drama, comedy. They don't want episodes 5 minutes long. They want things to be at least a half hour. And it's like, oh. And so they go, well, did they say, well, it'll take a few years to catch on? No, less than a year. They're like, okay, we're out. And that's the thing. There's a lot of radio stations and broadcasting that just hemorrhage money. They just lose money nonstop. And you go, well, why are they there? It's like, well, there could be a sister station next door that's playing Christmas music and during Christmas, and we'll get like a 14 during the share during Christmas, and that will make up for the money that the sports talk station lost, right? So Google had all the financial backing in the world, and nobody cared. I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back. I'll give away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new on shelves this week. It is the Video Game Review.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Excuse me, live radio as I cough up a lung. It's 40 after. It's time to give away the brand new game. The way you win it is by answering this very easy question and sending the response to rick@sportsbyline.com, rick@sportsbyline.com.
What?
Sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. The game is called Marauders. And it's actually coming out tomorrow for everyone. It's developed by Small Impact Games, excuse me, published by Team 17 Software. It is a PC RPG shooter. Here's the blurb, and then I'll ask the question. Ready? Marauders is a tactical first-person multiplayer looter shooter where you, as a space pirate, work solo or in a squad of up to three other players, navigating a hostile battleground as you hunt for loot, craft new weapons and gear, and salvage what you need to survive. Rating pending. My question is this game about space pirates, or is this game about golf?
Well, didn't you just say the...
Yeah, I did. Send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins Marauders for the PC from Small Impact Games and Team 17 Software. Ooh-wah. All right. You know, speaking of golf, on PSN Plus, one of the free games recently was the 2K21 game. And so... I don't really like golf in real life. Like, I'll never watch it on TV. It's like cutting open an apple and watching it turn brown. But I love golf video games. And I was playing it, and I started to think, what was the name of that Super Nintendo game where there were, like, mountains floating in the sky? That golf game. And I was typing in mountains and sky golf game, and then I got nothing came up, and then I got a list of all the video games ever made for golf on every system, and I found it. It was called True Golf Classics : Wicked 18. It's quite the name. It was developed by T&E Soft. T&E Soft is a video game company that started in the 80s that would make mostly puzzle games. But this came out in 93. I would have thought a little bit later, but then I think about the progression of the N64, it makes some sense. And so then I go on YouTube to watch some of the gameplay, and yeah, it's pretty brutal. But I just remember there was one, and I had this game. I still have it somewhere. True Golf Classics Wicked 18. And I just thought, True Golf Classics, what would be, if this was going to fall under some other category? And then this was also on the 3DO and the Sega Mega Drive, by the way. But the I just thought it was funny because it wasn't True Golf and it wasn't a classic. But it's the kind of thing that, you know, sticks in your head and you're like, okay. Now, more video game news. PlayStation boss Jim Ryan apparently flew to Brussels to voice concerns over the European Union and the Xbox Activision deal, because Sony has publicly stated they have a lot of concern of Call of Duty's future under Microsoft. And Sony Interactive personnel's CEO visited the EU headquarters in September to talk about this deal, which will be for $68.7 billion. And it's been widely publicized that PlayStation's concerns are really around the future arrangements for Call of Duty, which is, of course, one of the best sellers, and whether it's going to get pulled from its platform. And Google also raised concerns as well about Stadia, but guess what? They don't have to worry about that anymore, do they? But Phil Spencer, the Xbox boss, said that Microsoft had committed to making Call of Duty available on the PlayStation for what he said, quote, several more years. Well, they want it in perpetuity, I guess. But Sony Interactive America CEO Ryan, who is reportedly seeking access to future quality Call of Duty games on equal terms in perpetuity, as I said that Microsoft's proposal for keeping the series on PlayStation consoles is, quote, inadequate on many levels. And then, of course, later that month, Sony welcomed the news that UK competition regulators had launched an in-depth probe over this Microsoft Activision Blizzard bargain. And it said, by giving Microsoft control of Activision games like Call of Duty, this deal would have major negative implications for gamers and the future of the gaming industry. We want to guarantee PlayStation gamers continue to have the highest quality gaming experience, and we appreciate the CMA's focus on protecting gamers. So this current Call of Duty deal between Sony and Activision is believed to cover this year's Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2, which is not my cup of tea because that's Battle Royale. And there's also a new Black Ops game from Treyarch, which is supposed to come out in 2024. We'll see about that. But speaking of Sony executives, there was a GI Live meeting, whereas the PlayStation head of independent development initiatives, this is in Japan, Shuhei Yoshida, discussed the expansion of the PlayStation Plus service and how adding new titles to the service at launch. He said, we believe in the premium release of titles at launch. And this is, of course, referring to how modeled digital games life cycles are akin to a film being released in cinema and then streaming later. He says, the new PSN Plus has tiers, and essentially it's like the old PS Plus, but we will also release two or three new games each month, and a new tier extra has a catalog of hundreds of games for people to play. For extra, our approach is like we help the publishers with the life cycle management. And I did notice that on the PS5, it said, pay a little extra month and get this. And it was like, what is it? Oh, yeah. I guess I could get that too. And then the biggest video game company in the world is, of course, Tencent, the Chinese gaming giant. And they're reportedly switching its acquisition strategy and aggressively seeking to own major or controlling stakes in overseas game companies. This is from a new report from Reuters that claims that this conglomerate is putting more focus now on just trying to buy companies outright instead of just putting in minority stakes, because they're trying to offset slowing growth at home in the Chinese market. But Tencent, which is the world's biggest video games company by revenue, have already invested in more than 800 companies. They own 40% in Epic Games. They have huge shares in the aforementioned Activision Blizzard and Ubisoft and even Krafton, which makes PUBG. Platinum Games, From Software, Marvelous Incorporated. But Tencent has made fewer full acquisitions. Right now, it does own 100% of developers such as, ready, Funcom, Riot Games, Sumo, Turtle Rock, Digital Extremes, and Splash Damage. So according to Reuters sources, they're now really targeting Europe. And Tencent told Reuters the company has been investing for a long time, long before any new regulations in China. And they said, in terms of the game business, our strategy is to focus in on developing our capabilities, especially in the international market and acquiring new game studios outside of China. Well, if you think about M&A activity in the games industry, hit a record $85 billion in 2021 and forecast to almost double that. When you think about the Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard's and Take-Two's buyout of Zynga, which is over here in the Galleria in San Francisco. But, of course, we also heard earlier this week that Saudi Arabia State's Investment Fund, which is LIV Golf and Newcastle United, they're going to be investing $37.8 billion to buy video game companies. And they want to be a leading game publisher. That's right, the Saudis. Very interesting. All right, let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Marauders, as I mentioned, RPG shooter on the PC. Mars Base, a crafting RPG sim for the PC. For the Switch, Guardian Tales, action adventure puzzle RPG strategy game. Alfred Hitchcock Vertigo, an adventure game on all the big systems. Dakar Desert Rally Racing on all the big systems except the Switch. 1428, Shadows over Silesia. Silesia is an area of Poland to be part of Germany. I just thought I'd throw it in there for you. Action adventure game on the PC. Let's Sing, ABBA. You can dance, you can jump. Music game on the Switch. Sorry about that. Overwatch 2. There it is, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S and Switch. Deathverse, Let It Die, an action game on the PC. Townscraper VR, a sim game. Chaos, Head Noah, not Head North, Chaos, semicolon, Head Noah, an adventure visual novel, very anime-ish. Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. This is on all the systems. Does a failed Scottish soccer player yell at you? Nickelodeon Kart Racers 3 Slime Speedway. There's SpongeBob and Garfield and everybody else. No Man's Sky finally makes it to the Switch from Hello Games from England. Fantastic game, No Man's Sky. Because it is. Super Power 3 strategy game on the PC. That'll do it this week. So we'll take a quick break and we will come on back and we'll do the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the video game review.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors.
Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Just enough time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Beth. Beth writes in from, Austin, Texas. Rick, how do I get the race car in Age of Empires 2? That's a very cool cheat that I have not thought of in a long time. Thanks, Beth. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Age of Empires 2, what you actually get is you get a Shelby Cobra, a blue one with a white stripe down the middle. And Age of Empires 2 has so many memorable cheats, but this one is probably the coolest one. In the cheat command, you just type in all lowercase with spaces, how do you turn this on? Once again, in the cheat command, all lowercase with spaces, how do you turn this on? And a Shelby Cobra appears, and it does function as one of the better siege weapons in the game, because you can just drive your cars down and just an army of sports cars just do it over and over and over again. You come in and you just run these people the hell over. And Rick, it's not funny. It's kind of funny. And it's a bizarre cheat, but it's a cheat that I like. It's good. You can also email me throughout the week if you have a video game question, comment, or concern, and I'll definitely get back to you one way or another. Rick@sportsbyline.com. But until next week, we'll do it again. We'll give away another game. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.